This is Jack Haskell, sitting in for Ed McMahon as your host for Monitor 68. In this half hour, On the Line with Bob Considine. Another report on the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic. And right now, music. Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Next, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, I thought Johnny Carson did a fine job of questioning New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison on The Tonight Show the other night, but Johnny overlooked one question which should have been asked. I'll be back with that after this. You know, most of us don't really understand Medicare and the advantage of additional health insurance to supplement Medicare. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Medicare was not designed to pay all the bills. There are definite limits on how long and how much Medicare will pay. That's why Mutual of Omaha has developed a special policy for people over 65 that will pay in addition to Medicare. Mutual of Omaha's Medicare supplement is called Extra Security. Extra Security. Because it fills the financial gaps that Medicare can't cover, and helps pay for the extra services you may want that Medicare doesn't cover. When you're hospitalized, Mutual of Omaha's Extra Security can pay $100 a week to start, $200 a week when Medicare coverage cuts back, and $300 a week when Medicare benefits end. How can you tell if you or a loved one over 65 needs a Medicare supplement? Call your Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Medicare and how you can supplement it with benefits from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Johnny Carson had all the right questions when he sought to wring from District Attorney Jim Garrison some straight answers on why Garrison believes President Kennedy was killed because of some wild and woolly conspiracy plot in New Orleans. The one question I wish Johnny had asked, however, was this: will the real Jim Garrison stand up, please? The record shows that on a number of occasions, Garrison has told conflicting stories from the time last June when he startled the world by the most concentrated attack yet on the validity of the Warren Report. The Warren Report, made after the most exhaustive investigation in the history of American crime, declared that the sole assassin was Lee Harvey Oswald. Garrison contended on the Carson show that 7 gunmen might have been involved. Previously, he had put the figure at 15 gunmen, including somebody shooting from a sewer. Curiously, a vast majority of those questioned by the FBI in the immediate wake of the tragedy, the Bureau took some 25,000 depositions, said there were only three shots. The trajectory of the bullets that first wounded and then killed the president led down from a sixth-floor window of the Texas Schoolbook Depository, where Oswald worked and where his rifle and his telescopic sight and the rifle butt containing his palm prints were all found near an open window. Garrison is on record as saying that Oswald was an agent of the CIA and never had anything to do with the FBI. He has also said, however, that Oswald did have something to do with the FBI and tipped it off in advance of the killing. Once upon a time, according to Garrison, the conspiracy was the work of anti-Castro Cubans, sore at JFK for not cooperating fully with the Bay of Pigs invasion. But since then, the alleged anti-Castro Cubans have been joined in Garrison's charges, and I quote, by neo-Nazis and some Texas millionaires, unnamed, of course. On the Carson show, Garrison even implicated President Johnson in what he considers a plot to deprive all of us of certain, quote, secret documents, unquote, which would confirm his allegations. Nevertheless, a man named Clay Shaw is going on trial in New Orleans February 15th before Judge Edward Haggerty and a jury of his peers. Shaw was indicted months ago. He has pleaded his innocence. If found guilty, he might draw a prison sentence of from 2 to 5 years, that being the Louisiana penalty for conspiring to kill even the President of the United States. If convicted also, Shaw might well be the stepping stone on which Garrison would move into the governor's mansion. And of course, he might be the stepping stone on which Garrison slips and skids into that limbo of Louisiana politics largely populated now by Huey Long and his red suspended brother, Earl. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes. Every working day, Mutual of Omaha pays over $1 million in benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" over 97% of the thousands of policy owners replying said yes.
Mutual of Omaha pays over $1 million a day in benefits. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
A 4-H Club member is pledged to serve his community, and Nassau's 4-H Club members are an important part of the community. They are the young citizens in action. Many 4-H'ers give worthwhile assistance in schools, hospitals, and in working with the underprivileged or handicapped. Many take a great interest in doing things for older citizens, such as reading, playing games, and making gifts for them. Some 4-H'ers plan and supervise programs for youngsters while others help newcomers to the community. Now, there's opportunity galore for 4-H'ers to make a worthwhile contribution in their particular community. If you know of some worthwhile cause, why not call upon a 4-H club for assistance? It's all part of Nassau County's Urban 4-H Program for Better Citizenship. Call the Nassau County 4-H office in Mineola at 742-9516 for more information.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Jack Haskell here for Monitor at 16 and a half minutes after the hour. In just 3 minutes more, we'll have a report on the Bob Hope Golf Classic direct from Palm Desert, California. But first, the voice of Marilyn May with a song about someone named Sonny.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so. Let me see, Sonny.
Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like the wind-blown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sonny, one so true. Oh, I love you. Love you brought my way. You gave to me your all and all. Now I'm feeling happy, so Sonny, what do you do? Oh, I love you, Sonny. Let me thank you for the smile on your face, Sonny. I wanna thank you for the gleam that glows with grace. Of nature's fire, you're my sweet, complete desire, Sonny, one so true. Oh, I love you, Sonny. Oh, Sonny, my life's sweet as honey. Since I met you.
Now let's all line up, count off, and get ready for a little marching.
Keep in step with Monitor.
Next, Monitor Golf, the Bob Hope Desert Classic. Another sports presentation from Chrysler Corporation, makers of Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, Imperial, Dodge Trucks, Simca, and Sunbeam Automobiles. Chrysler Corporation.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a sure way to improve your drive with customer care by Chrysler Corporation. You know, when you're in the market for a new car, finding a salesman who really cares can be tougher than trying to make a wedge shot with a ball bat. Most of the time, you get more mumbo-jumbo than under witch doctor's convention. So if you're tired of all the double talk, why not drop into your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers? Here they speak fluent automobile, but in an accent that everyone can understand. You ask a simple question, and you get a direct answer to everything from financing to how to get the most mileage out of your new car. What's more, your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer also has certified car care service to back up what he sells. So customer care doesn't stop the minute you drive your car off the showroom floor. When you think about it, your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer really has it made. He has the product and he has the service. It's a real unbeatable twosome. And just one more reason why the best way to go around in 68 is in a car by Chrysler Corporation.
Now, following a six-second pause for switching, another live report from the Bob Hope Golf Classic at Bermuda Dunes Country Club.
This is Frank Dill at the 18th green of the Bermuda Dunes Country Club in Palm Springs. It's still anybody's tournament here at the Bob Hope Desert Classic. At this moment out on the course, Bruce Devlin of Australia has just birdied the 14th hole to move into a tie for the lead with Tom Weisskopf. Both Devlin and Weisskopf are 9 under par for the tournament right now, playing the back nine. They're 2 strokes in front of Arnold Palmer and Gabe Brewer, both 7 under. At 6 under, Billy Casper, Miller Barber, Lee Trevino, Bob McAllister, and all of those players still out on the course. Earlier, I talked to one of the amateurs playing here, singing star Andy Williams.
Andy, you're just getting warmed up for your own tournament next week, aren't you?
Well, I don't know whether I'm getting warmed up, but I'm getting ready for it.
How have you been playing so far?
Well, I've played pretty well up here. Today I'm playing with Palmer, and that should be fun.
Oh, yeah. Big crowds, huh?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the tournament next week. I think it's going to be a good one. According to the Mr. Tuthill of the PGA, it's the largest turnout of any of the, for the pros, of any tournament they've ever had on the West Coast.
Great.
So,
that's a good start.
That means that Palmer and Nicklaus and Casper and Sanders and all of the guys that are currently on the tour will be there.
Now, in your tournament, there won't be a celebrity group, or there, it's not a pro-am, is it?
No, it is a pro-am.
Oh, it is?
But it's a 2-day pro-am.
I see.
The 6th and 7th of February, followed by a 4-day pro tournament.
I see. So the final 4 days, the pros will be playing alone.
That's right. There's a $15,000 pro-am purse for the 2 days, and then there's a $150,000 pro purse.
How's your wife? Is she here with you?
She's here. Yeah, we have a house over at La Quinta. We just built one and moved in 3 or 4 days ago. Very pretty, so we're down here with the family.
Does she play golf?
She plays golf. She plays tennis a little more than golf, but she likes it very much.
Well, good luck with Arnie's Army today.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be interesting.
That was Andy Williams, and once again, our leaders out on the course, Bruce Devlin of Australia and young Tom Weisskopf of Columbus, Ohio. They're both 9 under par, Devlin through 14 holes, Weisskopf through 12 holes. At 7 under, 2 strokes off the pace, Arnold Palmer and Gabe Brewer. At 6 under, Billy Casper, Miller Barber, Lee Trevino, and Bob McAllister. Keep in mind that Tom Weisskopf is the only one of the top 4 golfers at this moment in the standings that has never won a professional tournament. He's just a youngster at 25 years old, and he would have to be the sentimental favorite. That's the latest from the 4th round of the Bob Hope Desert Classic in Palm Springs, California. This is Frank Dill reporting for Monitor Sports.
This is Joe Garagiola, and right now is a special time for sale-loving car lovers. It's Whitehead special time at the Dodge Boys. They've got 68 Coronets with a package of features at a special low price. Like you'll get the popular vinyl roof, white wall tires, and fender-mounted turn signals. Of course, you'll also get Coronet's new sporty look and lively performance to go with it. There's lots of room and comfort, too. So catch a Coronet. It's jazzed up and priced down during the White Hat Special Sale. See your Dodge dealer today.
Additional reports from the Bob Hope Desert Classic will be heard throughout the weekend on Monitor. Right now, more music. Here's the irrepressible Trini Lopez with Windy.
Under the stairway, calling a name that's lighter than air. Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's windy. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees? Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's windy. And windy has
Life can became jealous of our bottle. It was a matter of color, really. There was our world-famous crystal-clear bottle with all that golden, gleaming Miller High Life showing through. There was the bottle, so inviting, appetizing, and downright distinctive. Well, our can developed what you might call a guilt complex. You understand, everyone liked the can, but it was hardly descriptive of the hearty, robust flavor of Miller High Life beer. So when this jealousy thing cropped up, the brewers of Miller High Life created Champagne Gold. Now the can is happy. Looks great in Champagne Gold. The next time you shop, remember to pick up Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans. Very distinctive. Cold, bold, gold. We're kind of proud that Miller's the only one able to put the champagne of bottled beer in cans, gold cans, from the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Hyatt and his orchestra with Love is Blue. You're tuned to Monitor 68, covering the USA coast to coast. In the area of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we're heard on station WJAS. A word now from the NBC station nearest you, after which we'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Smith. I'll be visiting Monitor this weekend. Won't you join us? We'll be right here on NBC Radio.
Have we been invaded by the Martians? Watch Flying Saucers on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
That's tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4, New York.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Monitor 68 here, medley time now as we hear the Letterman deliver a pair of songs. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You and Going Out of My Head.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you.
Society band leader Peter Duchin, complete with piano and orchestra, to play Kay Linda.
Thank you. It's Monitor, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date with news, news, and music and quality on NBC.
This is Jack Haskell, pinch hitting for your regular monitor host, Ed McMahon, while he's on vacation. In 3 minutes, an interview with Negro author C. Summer Stone, whose new book provides a provocative look at the American racial scene. But first, here's music by The Small Circle of Friends. Can I go? Yes, if you raise your hand first.
Somewhere a childhood still belongs to you, back where a friend is singing songs to you, did you know? You know your way round in your memory, back in the playground of what used to be. Can I go? If you were hiding when I came along, give me the chance to try and find you. Take me along when you're ready to go. Give me your mind, and I'll take you back to the time when we talked in nursery rhymes. Whatever people wouldn't go.
Monitor Olympic Brief. The United States flag was raised over the Winter Olympic Village in Grenoble, France today in a rain-drenched ceremony attended by American speed and figure skaters. 1964 Olympic 500-meter speed skating gold medalist Terry McDermott of Birmingham, Michigan, will carry the Stars and Stripes in Tuesday's opening ceremonies. Former French world figure skating champion Dr. Alain Calmet, who is serving as a physician with the French Olympic team, will carry the Olympic flame on the final leg of the trip that started on Mount Olympus in Greece more than a month ago. Racing down a ski slope at speeds up to 60 miles per hour is a mighty exciting experience for an Olympic athlete, but it's also murder on his lips. Wind and cold can be mighty rough on your lips, too. Chapstick protects lips against raw winds and weather. It's medicated, too, to heal dry, chapped lips. Chapstick has been selected for use by the 1968 Olympic team. Look for Chapstick in its familiar black and white tube with the Olympic seal. Get several tubes of Chapstick for the entire family and use it before you need it. The U.S. Olympic teams do. C. Summer Stone is a Negro author who was formerly editor of three newspapers. Devoting his entire time to writing now, he's turned out a new book entitled Tell It Like It Is. He discussed his book and his views on the racial scene with Monitor's Betty Grobley.
Chuck, you have a chapter in here which you call Who Commits All the Crime in the United States?
That's right, Betty. I wrote this column when I was editor of The Defender. And at that time, it was a great hue and cry about crime in the streets as it is now. And there's an implied undercurrent that the crime is being committed by Negroes. What I point out in this particular column is that all the major part of the crime is committed by the white people. I point out that the organized crime, the mafia, the syndicate, the illegal bookmaking, the prostitution, the vice, the numerous policy, all these activities are controlled by white people. So that if you're going to talk about crime and the FBI's 10 most wanted list was also mostly all white people. And I had one paragraph. I said, the 10 most wanted criminals on the FBI list rarely include more than two or three Negroes. For the most part, we do our best to try and keep the list integrated. We work at it. For the last several months, we had one Negro among the top 10 until he got sloppy and careless and had the nerve to destroy the integrated pattern by getting himself caught. Sometimes we just never do things right. Well, you see, and I'm pointing out that we really don't commit as much crime as people say we do. We haven't produced any John Dillingers or Pretty Boy Floyds. All the money that's embezzled in the banks are white people because they discriminate against Negroes. They don't let us become tellers. We never had any Teapot Dome scandal, and we didn't have any Sherman Adams. You know, we never assassinated no president. We haven't bombed no church. So we're way behind when it comes to crime in America. We're catching up. We're doing our best snatching these pocketbooks. But the point is that the white folks are way out in front, and they commit all the crime in America.
How do you feel about the proposed marches and the marches in the past?
A waste of time. Well, the marches in the past have had limited impact. For example, in 65, when Martin Luther King marched in Selma, that articulated the need for the Voting Rights Act. And out of that march came the Voting Rights Act. I think the March on Washington and the Birmingham demonstrations in April of 63 helped to energize the country toward the Civil Rights Bill 64. But all these hand-holding marches and integration and kind of nonsense, which is a waste of time as far as I'm concerned, we had to go through this exercise of futility. I think the real emphasis now, and should have always been, has been on jobs, clearing out the slum housing, getting more schools in the ghetto, better schools and so forth, and approaching excellence, not integration.
There was a great deal of discussion and consternation about one of your race the other day at the White House, or the Kit.
Yeah.
How did you react to that?
I loved it, man. I sent her a copy of my book, and I said, Eartha, I love you madly, and millions of black people agree with you. Hang on in there, honey, for telling them like it is. They might have said, well, poor taste and bad taste. I think it's bad taste to have people slaughtered as they're being slaughtered in Vietnam. So I think the occasion was appropriate. I think her remarks were appropriate. I think they were thoughtful. I think she spoke from an honest feeling of concern for what is happening in the Negro community, that the war in Vietnam is siphoning off funds that should go in the Negro community. And the war in Vietnam has created, as she pointed out, a feeling of despair, malaise among Negroes and among whites also. And they feel, why bother do our best? Why not turn to crime or smoking pot? I'm going to be killed next year anyway when I turn 18. So I think she did a magnificent service to her country and a magnificent service to democracy, and I hope she does it again. Well, she won't be invited anymore, but...
We've been talking to Chuck Stone, former editor of three newspapers, who now devotes his full time to writing, and his latest is Tell It Like It Is. This is Betty Grobley for Monitor.
Music now from Jimmy Rogers, his latest.
Up ahead, and the wind was at my back. does she not? Tell me, Daisy, do.
Coming up shortly, Joe Garagiola with a look at the off-season activities of distance runner Dave Patrick. So stay tuned with us right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Through the years, the Postal Service has been the key link between families, friends, and business. Since the days when Ben Franklin was the nation's first postmaster general, the cost of postage has become a better bargain. The nickel postcard contrasts sharply with the rather steep 25 cents for long-distance mail, which was paid by the frugal farmers of the nation's formative years. By the 1860s, the overland stage laboriously hauled 10-cent letters across newly opened frontiers. The daredevil pilots of the flapper era were flying transcontinental mail with 20 cents postage. Today, our mail moves with much more zip. And by any standard, postage remains a bargain, even as mail volume surges upward and the price of postage changes. Now, first-class mail is 6 cents, airmail is 10 cents an ounce. Postcards, a nickel.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
So let's take a look at the weather picture nationwide. To give you an idea of the range, it's 8 degrees in Cutbank, Montana, and 77 in Key West, Florida. Tomorrow, sunny skies over most of the nation, but rain from Northern California to the Pacific Northwest. Snow in Northern Idaho and Western Montana. Snow flurries in New England. Cold in the east, even colder across the plains area into northwestern Oklahoma. I'd like to go back to that part about it being 77 in Key West.
The primary function of a windshield wiper is to keep the glass clear during stormy weather so you can drive your car safely and comfortably. Two things that can upset the performance of your wipers and blur your vision are dead rubber and wind lift. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, often in a few months, from exposure to hot sun and oily road film. They become streakers, and the best cure is a replacement with genuine Anco wiper blades or refills. When you buy Anco anti-wind lift blades with the patented airfoil design, you're taking the best possible care of your windshield wiper problem. The Anco anti-wind lift blade actually harnesses the force of the wind and uses it to keep the blade tight on the glass while wiping. You can get Anco blades and refills wherever you see the bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet. The attendant will snap on a pair in seconds, and you'll have that safe, comfortable feeling again. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Yes, it keeps right on.
I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where my heart break down and cry a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but left me with a memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
Whiting. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola and a pat on the back for runner Dave Patrick, who spent this past summer working on a rewarding project with some small boys.
A few years ago, there was a movie with a title that really appealed to me. It was called The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. And the big reason I liked that title, I guess, was the fact that runners, more than anyone else in sports, have to compete against loneliness. I'd like to tell you a story about one runner and what he did to combat loneliness. His name is Dave Patrick, and he's one of the top milers in this country. Last year, a set of inflamed tonsils just about wiped out his outdoor competition. He was looking for something relaxing to do, so instead of competing in track meets, he arranged one. And to me, it's a wonderful sports story. And the best way to tell it, I think, is to use Dave's own words. And here's what he says. Last summer, I ran a track meet for the kids at the Maryland State Reform School. Nothing has ever given me greater pleasure in my life. Let me interrupt Dave's story just long enough to remind you that he's had an awful lot of pleasure out of his sport. But now, let's get back to him. The kids are tough, unbelievably tough. They test you right away. I was a detail man. In the morning, I took my 20-man group out on work details, picking beans, cutting grass, plucking chickens. In the afternoon, we did what we wanted. Swimming, basketball, horseshoes, and track. There were about a half a dozen of us detail men there, and the turnover was pretty rapid. One guy quit his first day. A lot of times, I felt like quitting myself, but I thought it over and stayed. In a few weeks, the kids started to come around, and it got to be time for my track meet. I built it up to them. I laid out a course, 3 miles, which meant 12 times around a beaten-up track that was overgrown with grass and weeds. I told him anyone who finished the race, no matter where he finished, would get a medal. It rained for 4 days in a row, but on the last day, we finally held the meet. They all gave it an honest effort, and 4 of them finished. The winner was the littlest kid in the group, 12 years old. I think that gave me as much of a thrill as any race I've ever run. The winner got a gold medal, the second place finisher got a silver one, and the next two got bronze ones. The medals were my own. I don't even remember what meets they came from. I just wanted to give them something special, something with a ribbon on it. I love those medals, but those kids really meant something to me. When I left to go back to school, some of the kids came up to me and asked if I'd be back next year. Well, that's Dave Patrick's story of how he spent his summer vacation, and I want to go on record as being very impressed with this young man. There's no way it could have been an easy job for him. But there's also no way that most of us can realize the rewards that he got. Just try to imagine his thoughts as he watched those kids plod around that rainy track. Or try to know what he must have felt as he handed out those medals. Few people ever get rewards like that. I don't care if Dave Patrick runs a mile in 4 minutes or 4 days. He's brought great credit to himself and to his sport. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, You said that State Farm Fire Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The lively and colorful sports coverage of Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor, and weekdays, too, on NBC Radio. Next, more music. This one by the Ray Conniff Singers. We're a home.
We're a home. We're a mess, but we're a home.
Call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
Reuben Mitchell with a bit of a medley from Fiddler on the Roof, the title song, and Matchmaker. This is Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Jack Haskell.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time. With
this is Jim Gerhardt. I'm the new man here at WNBC, and this is what I'll be doing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this a tattoo place?
That's right.
Do you ever do tattoos on animals?
I have done, yes.
Is it possible to do it?
What do you want, sort of an identification number in an animal's ear or something?
No, I just had this here idea. I don't know if it worked out or not. But I got this pig, and I thought if we could just tattoo pigs with Spalding or Wilson on them and sell them to these football companies, and they just take it off and make football just like it is. We don't have to print anything on it. And we could sell it for a lot of money. You ever do anything like that?
My problem is I don't know much about.
So please join me, Jim Gerhardt, on WNBC. We'll enjoy putting each other on weekdays from 2 till 4.
Monitor, New York. your weekend sound on WNBC New York.